So I have struggled over the past couple weeks trying to reckon with the Romans passage. It's got a lot going on, and it's a lot of information to kind of try to tackle. And so in looking at it and trying to figure out what to talk about, I kind of decided I would try to focus on a certain aspect of the passage, and it's a bigger aspect. But I decided I would focus on the definition of freedom and what that definition means to me and how it applies to my life. So before I began this grand search for greater understanding, my definition of freedom was quite basic. Essentially, the freedom that as I understood it, based on my faith and based on the society that I live in, was pretty much the opportunity to do as I choose, free from oppression or suppression from any individual, ideal, or group, subject at the same time to the basic principles of morality that I choose to follow. Because of this definition of freedom, I had a very positive connotation to this word, and every time I heard it, it was not a negative sense, obviously. With that, I believed came comfort, prosperity, happiness, etc., all happy things. Because this was my definition, recently I've struggled to see or understand how I can see that freedom in the world around us. I struggled with the concept that I can be comfortable in my freedom, and if freedom is comfortable, then all the people around me who are uncomfortable must not be subject to that same freedom. And I didn't understand that. And so I think I came to the realization that I needed to understand more deeply what freedom is. So the freedom, just to kind of explain it a little bit better, the freedom that as I saw it, kind of related in the same way that the free play level at the end of the Lego Star Wars video game operated. So essentially, you have a large goal. You want to complete a certain number of challenges to reach this big goal. Well, once you do that, once you reach those or finish those challenges and reach that goal, you get this free play unlocked door, essentially. And so now I can go back and play all of the Star Wars Lego video game levels, but now I get to play it with different characters. I get to complete maybe some different challenges and earn a bunch of money so I could buy more characters. And so, very prosperous situation, always very positive. And one thing that it was important when you did that was you never lost that. You always had that free play level, and there was nobody trying to take it away from you and stuff like that. So as I saw freedom, freedom was something that I worked to achieve, or I completed certain tasks or checked off boxes to reach, and once I ascertained that freedom, it wasn't going anywhere, and I was just going to be happy in my freedom. That was just going to be how it was. After reading a couple different things and talking to Laura and other people, I kind of began to understand that freedom is not as comfortable as I necessarily thought it was. Freedom that we're given is not guaranteed. That you're not always going to be comfortable. Sometimes you're going to be challenged. So, reading, I learned that Paul is known as the Apostle of Liberty. The concept of eleutheria, the Greek term for liberty, is contained in a majority of his letters in Galatians, 1 and 2 Corinthians, and Romans. So, after understanding that freedom was a big part of Paul, and Paul was one of if not the most vocal, one of the most vocal voices in the Bible about freedom, I looked at this passage kind of in a different way. In this particular passage in Romans, Paul, as I see it, is describing what he sees as the battle between freedom in God and the false freedom in sin. So, based on this text and other texts, the freedom that Paul is describing, we receive by the grace of God. The grace of God is available to everybody, to all the children of God. And so, in that, it doesn't just mean the Christians, it means everyone that walks on God's earth. So, we, as the children of God, everyone who walks the earth, have been given freedom by God. In God's grace, and in order so that we may live out our lives in the most ethically and morally right way that we can, which we do as Christians by following the teachings of Jesus. I think it's important to note that the grace of God is not exclusive. It's a very inclusive thing that we all have the opportunity to experience. It's not this person can get it over here and this one can't. It's a thing that we all are entitled to. So my base definition was first challenged by the thought and my realization that freedom wasn't this stagnant thing that I just achieve and reach. So freedom, I came to understand, freedom must be worked on and cultivated, and we have to put effort into our freedom that we have been given by the grace of God. In the passage, Paul says, "Thank God you have pledged allegiance to the teachings of Jesus." I took this to mean we can and should cultivate our freedom through the teachings of Jesus. Some of those teachings of Jesus were and are sometimes still highly controversial. Some of those included loving your enemy and praying for those who mistreat you, recognizing our own problems before we seek to criticize another's. Jesus teaches us to seek justice for the least in our society. Jesus calls us to give of ourselves to those who can't and need our help and can't necessarily do it on their own. Jesus calls us to give up our possessions in order to benefit those around us. Those things are increasingly hard to do. In a society where we are judged based on our material possessions, and people are judged by the way they look, it's hard to be that person that reaches out to help someone in need. It's obviously super hard to love everybody. I mean, you go into high school, you learn very quickly, it's going to be hard to love everybody because everybody has an opinion. I have an opinion. Everybody has an opinion. And that doesn't mean you have to agree with it, but it's hard to really reach that point where you understand that it is okay to love everybody. It's hard to give up our possessions because what do we do when we don't have anything to define ourselves anymore? In the society we live, it's hard to follow the teachings of Jesus. So my second conflict arose when I began to understand that Jesus does not call us to comfort or to be comfortable or to be prosperous. Jesus calls us to do the things that are challenging, that are uncomfortable, especially in today's society. I came to the conclusion that if freedom must be cultivated through the teachings of Jesus and acts of love, then freedom will definitely be challenging and uncomfortable. I think it's important also to note that we will all mess up. We're all gonna sin. We're all going to do things in our lives that go against what Jesus has said. We're all going to make mistakes. No one is exempt from that. But that's what's great about the grace and love of God, is that it doesn't matter that we mess up. God's love endures and God's grace is everlasting. We are not expected to be perfect, but we're entrusted with the responsibility to live our lives in ways in which we believe are right. We are entrusted with the responsibility to cultivate in our freedom given by God a more morally just and right society that we live in. So after coming to these conclusions, I began to understand freedom, the freedom discussed by Paul and many other people, as a state of being that all who walk the earth are afforded through the grace and love of God. But that freedom comes with responsibility. Responsibility to love unconditionally. Responsibility to understand that we are all different and that's okay. Responsibility to be the hand who reaches out to someone who is weak. Responsibility to provide that cup of cold water. Understanding that we may mess up, but we will not fall short, and we may fall short, but we will not be lost unto God. This freedom is hard. It's not easy, but I don't think that's what God is calling us to. That's not what God is entrusting us with. God is not entrusting us with an easy task. I believe that it is our responsibility as the children of God to reach out that hand, and not only to Christians, but to all religious and non-religious. Our obligation is to seek to understand before we seek to criticize, and in doing this, we live out what Paul and others, and as I understand it, is true freedom.